we're talking about what the Freeman stage in Selbyville in Sussex County is doing to adjust during these trying times of the COVID-19 pandemic and all the obstacles that different venues are facing nowadays. Patty, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Hey, let's talk. Talk to me about the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation, which you are the executive director of. How does that relate to the Freeman stage?
So the Joshua Freeman Foundation is the actual public charity, the name of the public charity, and our program is the Freeman stage. And for those who may not be familiar with the Freeman stage is an outdoor venue located in Selbyville, Delaware, which is actually it's in the Bayside community. It is open for everyone, and we are celebrating our 13th year here. And we not only do live programming during the summer, but we have an arts access initiative where we bring arts education to all of the schools in Sussex County as well. So we are programming arts 365 days a year, Kelly.
You know, let me tell you, I just have to interject and help you promote the Freeman stage a little bit. I've been to many concerts there. This is a fabulous, fabulous venue. And I'm really missing the Freeman stage as of late. You know, the stay-at-home mandates from the governor have impacted a wide range of businesses throughout the nation. Many large events in Delaware have been canceled because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The Freeman stage has not escaped this. You guys, Patty, were scheduled to announce your 13th season lineup in mid-March, but then the pandemic happened. So what's happening now? Are we ever going to get a lineup again for you guys?
Isn't that the question everyone is asking? Are we going to have a lineup? Are we going to get back out? What's the new normal going to be? So here's what we can say. Here's what we know. Our commitment to this community is to be a vessel that can provide arts. So once we know what the guidelines are going to be, then we are committed to figuring out how we can program a season, a week, a year at the Freeman stage that can support the community safely. And, you know, what we know are the arts bring healing to and hope to community. I think we all need the arts. And it also feeds our soul. So we are working on some revisions to what our program is going to be. As you said earlier, we were going to announce mid-March. We have a whole season ready to go, and most likely that program as it was initiated is not going to occur given the pandemic. And so, you know, the nice thing about being in a business 13 years, you know, we know how to program small community events. And if that is what's going to be size for post COVID-19, that's what we'll be able to provide to the community.
Yeah, as you just said, the season was originally slated to begin just a few weeks, Memorial Day weekend. It's currently been pushed back. The organization, the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation, currently working to reschedule several performances. If you get performances in, Patty, this summer, late in the summer, do you think it will be the same lineup as would have been announced initially?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, we never announced what that lineup was going to be.
Right.
I would highly doubt, Kelly, that all of those performances would be able to come to the Freeman stage this year, knowing that capacities are going to be cut back to accommodate physical distancing. And also, because we do have touring artists, there are some artists who have decided not to tour this year for their own health and safety. Mm-hmm. So although we like to stay really focused on what's happening at the Freeman stage, we are impacted nationally and regionally by the touring artist community as well.
All right. So I understand that in the meantime, with all the COVID-19 pandemic stuff going on and you not being able to bring artists in to perform, Freeman Stage is continuing to bring the arts to its patrons via social media. You've started a series, The Stage is Yours, on your Facebook page. Talk to me about that. What's that all about?
Yeah, so in the summer, we have this program that's called Locals Under the Lights, and it's a place where local artists actually send in, basically a YouTube or video, and we have locals come to grace our stage. And we thought, wow, well, in this period where everyone seems to be on social media and has a little bit of time, let's bring great talent to our 30,000 plus Facebook audience members. And so we started a program called The Stage Is Yours. It's been wildly popular, and it's really awesome to see the caliber of artists that we have right here on Delmarva. So you can check our Facebook page, which is The Freeman Stage, and see once a week, twice a week, we are showcasing these artists. So that's one aspect of what we're doing to bring live arts. We've also just found some of the most beautiful ways that people can couch surf and, see opera, Broadway. There are so many live arts experiences that people can see free during this pandemic. And so it just, again, I'm going to go back and say, arts are a great healer. And the fact that people have access to this right now, I encourage your audience members to please, check us out at Facebook and all of our social media places so that you can link into a Broadway musical or Lincoln Center and see the Metropolitan Opera or symphonic music or jazz. So it's a different time where people are sharing great things. So I recommend that. And then because we believe in the power of the arts and what the impact that they bring for children, we continue our arts and education program online with our weekly dose of the arts. And that has links from grades K to all the way up to high school. So whether you're at home and you are supporting your child and they need a break and you need a break, there are activities as well with this weekly dose of arts that celebrate arts and give some arts lessons. And then we're also going to do a virtual art lesson, I think, starting next week, with local artist John Donato. So we are trying to pack it in virtually while people have time at home to enjoy the arts until such time we can be together at the Freeman Stage.
It's almost like you're busier now online than you would be during a normal season. Patty, do you know, I find it fascinating that, just with everything you just talked about in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, that I can sit home in my pajamas and find all this great music online and listen to a concert, while I'm at home in my pajamas or out on my deck. This is just great, everything you are doing. We want to remind everybody we're talking to Patty Grimes. Patty is the executive director of the Joshua M. Freeman Foundation. They run the Freeman Stage. The Freeman Stage is a great venue. If you have never been, when this pandemic is over, I'm telling you right now, you have to go to the Freeman Stage. Hey, let's talk about this great news. Freeman Stage is doing a $25 million Patty plan to bring a 4,400-seat performing arts venue to the existing location?
Yes, it's actually the location is adjacent to the existing location, and that is really a big thank you to the community. When we started in 2008 and we brought the Freeman Stage and the arts to this area, it was somewhat of a social experiment because the arts were not that available back in 2008, and really, the community has responded with such great support that we have, in the past, we've had performances that are sold out. We've been able to bring national recording artists. We've been able to expand our diversity of arts and genres, and that is because the public has supported it. And so in that vein, we've run out of space, and this new facility will provide the opportunity for us to grow our arts programming and for the ever-growing population in Sussex County, Worcester County, really within a 45-minute drive to come and still have a great informal outdoor arts experience.
Yeah, I think that's a great problem to have, to run out of space and have, you know, room for expansion. Has work on this expansion started yet?
So we are in the design development phase of the project and the capital campaign. It's supposed to be public this year, so it's a way for the public to also financially support that. So we will be in a fundraising stage. As you know, we are a public charity, so we need the support of the public to bring the arts to everyone here. And that is the same with this capital campaign. So on our website, which is freemanstage.org, there are some renderings of what this new facility might look like. And we're very excited to be able to continue to be in the planning stages of the new facility while we continue to present programming at our current location at the Freeman Stage.
This is all such great news. I am so glad I got to speak to you, Patty Grimes. Last question, anything you want the general public to know about Freeman Stage and all the great programming that's going on right now online? Because, of course, Freeman Stage cannot announce this year's lineup thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I just want to say to all your listeners out there is that we miss you. We can't wait to be together again when the time is right at the Freeman Stage. And we are going to continue to provide virtual arts performances until that time. We're going to do the right thing as it relates to focusing on the reopening and working with our state and officials following the CDC guidelines. And just when you think you know what the next step is, you have to go back and pivot. And I think we're all experiencing that in our everyday life. And we're working towards what a summer might be at the Freeman Stage. And Kelly, when we know what that is, I'd love to be back in touch with you so we could share it with your audience.
That would be fantastic.